fantastic. Of note of the of that picture was the lady guide, who was the driver and guide, was a lady, and she's the first lady stroke guide that I've seen anywhere out there. So good for her. Good for Women's Lib, which is finally coming to Namibia. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan, very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Alan.
Great. Fantastic.
Very good.
Thank you.
I'm jealous.
It can be done.
Can be done, yes.
Maybe we'll have a Wickham outing to somewhere like that.
Yep.
That sounds a good idea.
Sounds very good. Right.
Back to you, Gilman. Unless there's any questions, back to you.
Yeah, my internet connection dropped for a second, so I had to get the family off the internet. So, yeah. David, you want to take over?
Which David?
Well, it's your name on it. Can you see the screen or not?
No.
I can't.
No. We've got gallery. Oh.
We've got the multiple images, multiple people images.
Maybe yeah. I could share the screen.
Let's see the head and shoulder shots.
There we are.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, I wasn't going to show any tonight until Gerben, I asked Gerben earlier on today how many he had, and he didn't have that many, so I'll put some in. Now, it's quite good as I follow Alan, because Alan has encouraged me by his photographs to take wildlife photographs. And then I've seen what Kath has done, and I thought, well, here I am in my house, stuck for a bit, like you all are. I'll start taking wildlife shots. So, Gerben, away we go, thank you.
Right.
So this is wildlife in Wickham, in my back garden. This is sort of the first time I've done this sort of thing, encouraged by Alan and Kath, really. Anyway, so somebody inspecting our daffodils, our crow family. These are all taken in the last couple of weeks. While stuck in the in isolation. Okay, Gerben, next, please. I'm sorry, it's not a better picture. It's not quite in focus, but never mind. It's the best I've got of this woodpecker which came and visited us. It was too quick for me, and I was busy adjusting my exposure to get the bird in focus against the very bright background, and then it flew off. So I'm just not quick enough. But never mind, it's all practice.
Is that just a young one?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, it was at the bottom of the garden, so... Next, please, Gerben. So we've got a robin's nest in the hedge at the bottom of the garden, and so we've been digging up the garden. So this robin and its young come around quite often. So there's a few here of this robin's family. Next, please, Gerben. So I've got to try and get the light right in its eye. As you say, this is the young one, I think. Nothing to know much about robins, but it was certainly squawking and being fed by an older one.
Was that colour from birth, was it?
Well, I don't know. I presume so. I'll have to look it up. I don't know. Next, please, Gerben. So, sitting on the fence. One evening about 3 or 4 nights ago.
It's so funny how they're friendly and they follow you around the garden.
They do, they do. Well, I get my wife to do all the digging in the garden, you see. She's good with a spade and a fork. So then they come and eat all the little grubs and I'll take the photograph. Next, please. And so this is... It's just found a little spider, and that's the edge of my wheelbarrow. And it's just darted in the wheelbarrow and caught this spider. The next, please, Gerben.
May I come in, please, David?
Of course you can.
Again, I was given a massive piece of advice a long time ago by a nature photographer, and he asked me what shutter speed I was using. And I said I'd really gone out and you know, on a limb, and I was using 500th of a second. If the light will allow you, take it up to as far as it can go.
Yes.
You know, take it up to 1,000, 3,000, anything that you wish, and you'll see that the sharpness comes in.
Yeah.
If the light will allow you to do that. So right. One of the things that this chap advised was, you've got in your hands the equivalent of a sports car, and you're using it like a family saloon.
Yes.
So, you know, take your camera and really use it to extremes to see what you can get out of it.
Yeah.
But that's those ones with the spiders, they're great images. What would need to be sharpened, either with your focus, manual focus, or indeed getting the shutter speed right up.
Yep. Thank you. Next, Gavin, please. And then these devils come and destroy everything. So this is in the bird bath. Unfortunately, not red. And the next one, please, is witness for the prosecution. This is the next one is caught digging up in the daffodil pots. My wife was mostly disgusted by this. So.
There's me blaming my blackbirds. It must be the squirrels.
Well, yeah. Well, that's proof. It's not blackbirds as well.
You know, David, I think I recognise that squirrel. I think he comes into our garden as well.
Quite possibly. You can have
got long toes.
Okay, next, please. And then this blooming magpie is destroying my wife's hanging baskets for its nest material. So I see my wife's not very happy with all this wildlife.
We've suffered like that. Now my wife lines the outside with polythene.
All right.
And it still doesn't work.
Ever thought about a shotgun?
No.
Well, there's plenty of magpies about. They're not exactly going out of existence, are they? Okay,
can I just say I have something very strange happens in the copse at the back of my garden. I have a family of 5 magpies. It was the parents and the 3 young. But once in a blue moon, and I can't say when, I must get about 20 to 30 will suddenly appear sitting in the trees at the back. It's just absolutely amazing. And it's just one day, and then they're away, and that's it. And I've never seen it before.
It's a committee meeting.
Or a social gathering, and then the police disperse them.
Okay, next, Gerben, please. This is in your garden as well, Kath?
I think so.
And in mine.
Indeed, they're stupid things. Never mind.
He looks male, doesn't he?
Was he stupid?
We've got a couple of them. They're about the size of turkeys. Never seen such fat pigeons. Huge.
Anyway, next, please. So this is my attempt at wildlife photography. I'm sorry it's not on the Namibia scale. Now, after I'd taken those few photographs, I remembered many, many months ago, I bought myself a second-hand macro lens. I'd never used it before. It was still sitting in the plastic bag I bought it from the shop.
Not in the auction?
No, it wasn't the auction. No, it wasn't. And so I thought, oh, here we go. We'll have a bit go at macro photography. So here's this monstrous bee on our bedroom carpet crawling towards me.
Did you have a pin through it?
No, it's alive. It is alive. But, I mean, the trouble is with macro, you've got very, very short depth of field. Mm-hmm. I took quite a few where the head wasn't in focus. But anyway, clearly this one is, but the body isn't.
I find with macro, you can't get really close, which I find strange.
Less than a foot away from this bee. Maybe 9 inches, something like that, I'm guessing. Anyway, next please. And there's another view of the bee, I think. Yeah. So, crawling on our bedroom carpet. The bee and me, both of us. And so then I thought, well, I'll keep going with this macro. And then there was a fly on the window. So next, please.
Oh, that's nice.
So this is the fly on the bathroom window in macro as well. Clearly, you can see more detail I've ever seen on a fly before.
Good macro lens, isn't it?
And the next one is another fly, I think.
Hang on, 2 seconds. I've done something. There we are. Yep, it's coming.
And so this is the same fly, just sideways on view, on the bathroom window. So that was my first attempt with macro photography with my lens I bought months ago and never used. So I think that's the last one, Gerben, is that right?
That is right, yes. Great stuff.
So thank you, Alan. How
close were you to the fly, David?
Pardon?
How close were you to the fly?
About a foot again.
How close were you to the fly?
About a foot.
Well, it didn't fly away.
I approached with great caution and camouflage.
With great stealth.
Exactly. So thank you, Alan, for your comments.
I must congratulate the wildlife photographers because we had 2 red kites swooping over our back garden on Tuesday. So I got my long lens out, got the camera out, and they've never been anywhere near since. What do you do about that?
Red kites are difficult.
Yeah. Really difficult. You talk to them.
They're difficult when they don't turn up.
You need to check it.
You need to put bait out.
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that. Should do.
It's a skill, it's equipment, it's field craft, but without a doubt, there's also an awful lot of luck in there as well.
Yeah.
But I think you know where to look for your luck, though, don't you?
Yeah, that's where your field craft comes in, yeah.
Well, that's right. Okay, thank you very much, Kevin. Liz.
Yes.
Yeah. This set of photographs, as you know, we've had quite a few trips down to London over the years. And this was taken about 2 years ago. It was the last time I managed to be able to get down. And I wanted to go down to Greenwich. Nobody else wanted to go, but I decided to go down myself. And this is obviously taken in the pedestrian tunnel. You can see people have to wheel their bikes through. They cannot cycle through. Although there's lighting there, I had to set the camera at about ISO 1600 to get anything reasonable. So there's a bit of grain going on it. I wish I'd actually got off the tube at the other end and walked through myself just to see what else was there. But this was on the Greenwich side. you go on to the next one, Gerben.
Les, excuse me, did you have any bother taking them there? Because I was reading on these places where you can photograph in London, and Greenwich Tunnel was taboo.
Yeah, nobody stopped me, nobody said anything.
All right, that's worth knowing because it's quite an interesting place, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's as you can see on this one, it's definitely a bit more grainy, and this was the lady who was a bit further back with a cyclist in front of her before, but nobody was bothered, nobody, mm-hmm. You know, it's London's like that. People just ignore you. It's about 1,200 foot long, the tunnel, so it's about 50 feet down from ground level, and it's about 9 foot diameter, so it's fairly small, confined space. You don't have a lot of room to take photographs. You have to sort of prop yourself against the wall, and for this one, I step more into the middle. Okay, Gerben. Right, this is the, there's two ways to get up. One is the lift, the other is the stairway. Morgan had a similar shot in a competition a few years ago, or last year I think it was, of handrails that I'd recognised, well, I recognised the style. I'd taken this one, as I say, a couple of years ago. I just like to give a nice lead in. And if you go on to the next one, Gerben. Now you get to the top, and you're looking through the doorway, and the cutty sark is through the entrance. This is the way out. So I waited until somebody had walked in front of the doorway, and it was a guy with the pram there. I was quite amazed at the using Lightroom and RAW, the detail you can pull back on this. And if you go on again to the next one, Gerben, I've zoomed in on the next one. You can see all the rigging on the cutty sark there. And at the very bottom, you can see the nameplate on the top step there. So this is Bose Scott and Weston. It's a company who built the tunnel, or were involved in building the tunnel. It was built about 1902, so it's nearly as old as Roy. Oh, it's a little bit older than Roy, in fact.
You couldn't get a sailor less.
There wasn't any sailors about, unfortunately. As you know, cutty socks and dry dock there. As I said, you can take the lift, and if you go on the next one, I thought I would see if I could get somebody coming out the lift. And I was quite surprised to find Yoko Ono coming out on a bike. She was even more surprised. She came up and said, "What are you doing here, Les?" Well, that's the lift, and you can see people come up in their bikes and go down in their bikes, and they, you know, just walk through it. Quite an interesting little place. Right, if you go on to the next one, Gerben, you're obviously right next to the river at this point, and you can the old wharves are there. Across the river, you're looking at sort of the Millwall Tower Hamlets area, and then Canary Wharf, and the Isle of Dogs is further back, and then Canary Wharf is further back from that. To the right, if you go downstream, you come to the Millennium Dome, or the O2 Arena, as it's now called. So it's a nice path that goes right along the river, and there's various wharves and bits and pieces that you can look at. What I really wanted to do, though, it's if you go on the next one, Gerben, I wanted to go around this area. This one I had in a competition, and this was Underneath the Arches, the song title, and I just liked all the lamps going down there. This is the maritime part of the Maritime Museum that you have to go over the road. And up, you kind of see it obviously from here, but up to the right is the Royal Observatory and the Meridian Line. So that's longitude zero that you have. It's an interesting area. There's a lot of people around. It was quite a sunny day, and a lot of people were sunbathing and such like. And I waited till the lady had gone through those doors at the end, because I didn't want any people in. I just wanted the building and the lamps itself. And rather interesting that for all it was a bright day, these lamps were all lit. It was a little bit odd. Okay, Gerben. Now this is, as I say, was a very light day, but I've darkened the whole thing down just to concentrate on the lamp and the wall, and a fair bit of still light coming off the wall there. Again, this I had to wait till people moved out of the way around here. This is over at the old Royal Naval College. This is on the other side of the road to the museum. So I'm back towards slightly nearer the river. And the architecture of it is quite superb around here. It's well worth just looking around. The one place I couldn't get into was the Painted Hall, which is now open, but at the time it had a load of scaffolding in. They've been restoring it. But that is, I've seen pictures of that, and that is well worth paying your money and going in. There's also a little chapel as well.
It's magnificent, Les. And what they've done there, which I think is quite clever, instead of everybody walking around with their necks craning at the sky, is they have like desk things on wheels with a mirror on it, and you can look down at the mirror to look up at the ceiling, which is quite quaint.
So I intend to go back at some stage when we can all get out again. Okay, Gervin, go on to the next one. This gives you an idea of what sort of day it was. It was a just from the light coming through the pillars. Again, I was interested in the lamps, trying to get the lamps in. At the lamp at the far side, there was a lot of traffic going down this road, so I had to wait until there was a gap in the traffic to get a photograph. The lamp on the right, high up, the wall behind was also quite dark, and you couldn't really see the shape of the lamp. So I did a bit of dodging on the wall just to make it stand out a little bit more. And I wanted one more on the other side with a figure in. So if you go on the next one, I just managed to get these figures coming through with the pram. And again, as I say, I had to bring out the dodge on the wall to bring the lamp out. But it's a very interesting place to go. I mean, it's probably when a lot of money was spent on these buildings, and they're quite ornate, to say the least. I think that's the last one, Gervin.
Yep, it's not a photograph, another place I photographed, but you could probably spend the whole day there, could you?
Easily, yeah. You've also got the streets of Greenwich as well. I mean, they were a bit too crowded to take any reasonable photographs the day I was there. But it's obviously got, there's a good variety of buildings, so it's probably a good place to go.
And that's some interesting stuff on the way from London Bridge Railway Station. If you can look photograph out the window, isn't it?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Oh, the cityscapes, yeah. Well done.
On the ground at Greenwich, can you stand out of sight?
How do you mean?
Where the Greenwich Meridian is.
You can go up there. You can go up and stand. It's a brass marker on the ground. You can stand either side, so you can be a fraction of a degree out either side if you want to be.
It's quite a way up from the centre, though, Les, isn't it?
It's not too bad a walk. It's fairly close around there.
Les, did you get into the Queen's house? That's supposed to be very nice, and I've never been in, but I've seen photographs.
Yeah, there was a queue to go in there, Linda. I wasn't prepared to stand in the queue and to go in. But yes, you can go in there as well.
I don't know. You can photograph in there, mind.
I don't know.
Can you not?
I know. Carol Palmer got some, but of course they have more influence than anybody else, I suppose.
Yeah, Carol took one of quite a nice staircase in there.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got a very famous staircase.
Yeah.
I think you'd be lucky to, if you're prepared to go from the hip, you might get stuff, I think.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, bro.
Come on, Leslie.
Hello, folks.
Hey, Les.
Hello. This first photograph was taken in Florida. It's a place called Corkscrew Swamp. And there's a boardwalk all the way through. And obviously, when you're walking through there, you come across all kinds of creatures, crocodiles, snakes, deer. Very interesting and very nice. Next one, Gervin, please. This is taken in the Eden Valley. I just like the light on the land. Thought it would make a decent photograph, so I took it. I was quite pleased with it. I did it in black and white as well. I prefer the colour one.
Oh.
Next one, Gervin.
Beautiful light, Les.
That's nice, like that.
This is in Glencore.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in my files for quite a while. It's the first time I've used it. I quite like it.
Beautiful, Les.
Yeah.
It's an old photograph, but I still like it.
That's brilliant.
Hey, Gubin.
Scottish sky, that one.
Yeah.
Oh. This is a Canyon.
I went there a few times. I'd walk down into the canyon itself and stopped by a group of guys. So we weren't allowed to go past them. So we took a few photographs on the way out again. And
where's that, Leslie?
Pardon?
Where was that?
Grand Canyon.
Right.
And it's pretty rough walking back out. It's the same, if it takes an hour to get to a point, if you decide to come away again, allow yourself an hour and a half to 2 hours, because it's quite heavy going, you know.
2 mile deep.
Do you not get the donkey there?
No, no. I thought I'd like to have a walk down.
It didn't look very way for a donkey to my mind.
But it isn't really. A couple of guys walking side by side, you wouldn't get many people there. Next one, Gerben. This one's in Norway, Lofoten Bay, the Lofoten Islands. Took this one about 2 or 3 years ago, along with a group of others. But I particularly like this one. Sky's lovely and conditions were really nice. Bit nippy at the time, but still nice. Next one, Gerben. This is a golden oldie. Must have took this one about 20 years ago. It's at Beedna in Northumberland. Obviously, I took it black and white. I quite like it. It's
brilliant, Les. It's
well,
I remember.
An old one, but I like
it. It might have been more than 20 years ago, Les.
Possibly, yeah.
I remember it well.
Yeah. Next one, Gerben, please.
Yeah.
That's in the same area.
Yeah, fabulous.
I think the sand is a little bit too light. So I've had to go on Lightroom, darken the sand down a bit. But my wife laid that once, so I left it in.
Whereabouts is the fencing? Is that near the river?
No, it's on the beach at Beach, going through the sand dunes.
Can't remember it.
It's all gone now, I think.
It was 20 years ago, man.
If that's 20 years ago, the fence will be falling down now.
They don't maintain the sand dunes like they
used to. No, it's
probably in the back of Peter or John's van.
I don't think you can get into that area at the minute.
Peter took the fence and then tore it down so nobody else could see it.
Don't you please? Do anything like that?
Picking fences.
Open, please.
Yeah, the only place you get fencing like that is some of South Shields on the front, if you wanted to.
This is in Florida. It's at a place called Wildcat Run, and that sunrise, the back of the house where we were staying. That lake, it's in a golf course, and there's houses at the other side. But you go in the water at your peril, because it's got crocodiles in it, all kinds of snakes. The area that it's in, when you get up in the morning, if you've got a swimming pool, first thing you do is check the pool for snakes and crocodiles. But I like that shot, so that's why it's in. Next one, please, Gerben. This used to be the warden's office on Alcatraz. And I thought I'd have a bit mess about with it, put a bit colour, extra colour in. And it's turned out reasonable. I think it's pretty good. But it's a hell of a place. It was originally named Bird Island. And with there being no prisoners and things there, when you go on the island, you're inundated with birds. There's all kinds. Nice place. Next one, Gerben, please. That's the Yorkshire Dales. I was hoping to catch the barn in some sunlight, but the sun had gone down. But I quite like it, so I left it in.
Nice.
Next one, Gerben, please.
That was it.
Oh, very good.
Good set.
Excellent.
Right. Paul.
Thank you very much, Les.
Is it my turn next? You'll have to excuse me, everybody. I'm suffering from an allergy. It's not the virus. Sometimes I'm allergic to something. I've been painting the bathroom today, and I'm sure I'm allergic to paint, but my wife says, no, you're allergic to work. So,
don't cough on the screen.
The pollen count is extremely high at the minute.
I get this in the winter time as well, so I don't know what it is. I just put it down. I've tried to say to my wife it's the pain, but no, she won't have it. I was just trawling through some images the other day, and I come across this folder, Island. And this is a trip that a few was from the camera club went. And this is actually 2007, September. I was amazed how long ago it was. There was five of us from the camera club went. It was Peter, John Reyes, Dave Miller, Dave Foley, who died just a few months back, and myself. We flew over to Cork and hired a couple of cars. We spent a week over there. The weather was absolutely fabulous. I think we're on a mission to find abandoned houses. And what was amazing with these abandoned houses that when these people actually left or somebody died, they actually just left everything in the house. The furniture, the clothes, and everything is just left.
False teeth.
Oh, that's coming up in a minute.
I couldn't get them to fit, though.
But you're nationalist.
Did you take this picture?
Sorry?
What time did you take this picture?
Oh, very good.
Well, that one's 10 past 6 and that one's 10 past 9. it's just on the windowsill, this one. It's just some of the stuff that was left at the key as well. Next one, Gerben. Yeah, here we go. This is exactly how it was left. You know, people are just, I don't know, the person died. Man, I'm amazed the condition was false teeth. He must have really looked after them. Might be, yeah.
I'll never forget the day.
It's amazing how they joke
with John Reyes, and he put his false teeth down, the ones he photographed. And we kept having to go back and asking if anybody found his false teeth.
Well, clearly you found them.
Somebody accused me of arranging these. Sorry?
Clearly you found
them. Accused me of arranging these. I was going to pick these up and rearrange them. I was just going to leave them there. I don't know what I was going to catch for them. Next one, Gerben.
I like that.
This is just inside the house, but what I liked about it, that the coat and the hat is still hanging up there, just left the way it is. The lovely colour scheme as well. But it was beautiful light coming through, and it just made the day.
I always like the electric cable coming down where it's been painted green. I just find these little things that they've done with these places was amazing. We had a fabulous time. I remember John Race went to the cinema to see something. He asked, "Is anybody going to go?" And he said, "No, we're not bothered." And he came back after the cinema. He says, "How late?" He says, "Oh, it was brilliant." He says, "I was the only one in the cinema sitting on his tongue." next one, Gubin. Again, this is probably another house. They've left the cases there, just starting to rot there. But I just love the way they've just been left. The door in the top there just ajar a little bit. Beautiful light coming through. Lovely colours as well. These were just a dream to photograph. I'll tell you that. The time that we had inside these houses was absolutely fabulous.
Fantastic.
Come back with stacks and stacks of images.
We kept hiding stuff from each other.
I remember John racing upstairs in one of these houses, and they could hear this scraping on the floor, bang, bang. And we went upstairs, and he says, "Oh, you'll not find nothing up there." So we got upstairs, and he has a cupboard of typewriter or something in the corner. He must have hit it. John.
It was the record player.
Was it the record player? Was it I?
he thought he was hiding everything, and we were finding it. All.
Yeah. We're not that daft. We're going to look for stuff, aren't we?
Was there anything in the trunk?
I can't remember. I was, you know, this. I didn't really want to look in because I wasn't really sure what you're going to find.
Spiders.
Yeah. Because they left the clothes. Everything was there. You know, it's just amazing what they had left. Next one, Gubin. This was probably the first day we were there because we landed in Cork. I think we stayed there for just one day, and we're just having a walk around there. It wasn't really much to what we wanted to take, but I just noticed this gate with the bit of plant just hanging there on Blue Murder, so hang on there for life. But I just liked it just a little bit, and I just loved the pink building behind.
Were you drunk at the time?
Sorry?
Were you drunk?
No, it was probably the days when I was a wedding photographer, because I always used to tilt stuff on a slant when I was a wedding photographer.
Dutch handle.
Yeah.
All the people are on a slant.
Yeah, they were. Well, because you always got the background on a slant, it just made it a bit more interesting image.
Yeah.
Can you remember those digs we had in Cork, Paul? When you went to the toilet, you had to go in backwards.
Right,
you had
to sideways.
It was like a toilet in a cupboard. And when you managed to get up, you had the hand basin over your knees.
you could go to the toilet and wash your hands at the same time, couldn't you?
You could wash your hands while you were sitting down.
do you remember Dave Foley the next day? Because I think we booked him for 3 days, and we decided we didn't want to stay there. Dave Foley didn't have much tact. He says, we want to go today because we think the place is a bit of a dump. I thought he could have done better than that.
He was right.
he was, but it was because he was just going to say, well, can we just go, we just want to stay there one night, but no, you have to have done. next one, Gubin.
What's nice.
Some of the countryside as well was fabulous around there, and with it being September, which just starting to turn some of the leaves, the countryside was absolutely fabulous as well. And like the thing is, we went across expecting to have good part of that holiday that week, having a good bit of rain. I can't remember us having rain, Peter. Can you?
No, I don't think we did. Both times would be fabulous.
Yeah, I was only over there once, but the first time, but oh, the weather was absolutely fabulous.
Did we not ask you the first time?
No, no, I was there the first time. You didn't ask us the second time.
Oh, all right.
I love the light pole on that one, and I love that little pathway leading up from the behind the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
That was the main road. It was the M1.
Well, Dave Foley was driving the Hyatt car. Apparently, he was a police. He was a policeman, but apparently, he had, was it the Class 1 license?
Yeah.
And you know what it is? I've never sat in the car with a worse driver, because I used to be a driving instructor over 20 years ago. And he was screaming around corners about 40, 50 miles an hour in second gear. The engine was screaming. I says, Dave, you've got to think about changing gear. Oh, no, that's the way I was trained. I said, God, it's truth that it takes from driving lessons, mate. I says, I don't know how long your cars last, but they're not last long at that rate.
He pranged it anyway, didn't he?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that was another thing. We're on this narrow road, and there's a car coming towards us, and he swerved off the road to this grass bridge. He said, did he say that? He runs off the road. I says, it was you. He said, the swerve off the bloody road. Oh, dear. I taught his wife to drive, and she said to me, he says, I'm a better driver than him. I says, I quite believe it. next one.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. That. We found this little lake, and the boats around there were absolutely fabulous. And I took quite a lot of boats in these grasses, absolutely superb. And again, we couldn't go wrong with our light. And you know, the grasses had this green and nice brownish to them as well. It just added to the atmosphere. I must admit, I've never taken so many photographs in my life on that week.
Can you remember the name of the hills behind the boat?
No, can I?
Can you remember the name of the hills behind the boat?
No, no.
It was the McGillicuddy Reeks. I said that after a couple of glasses of wine.
No, there again.
The McGillicuddy Reeks.
Hang on, I'm going to have a drink. Next one, Gerben. Again, I think this might be the same place.
Yeah.
The water was just absolutely still, beautiful reflections, and you can see in the background the trees and the beautiful colours. Absolutely fabulous. So not only were we finding these abandoned houses, but the actual landscape itself was absolutely fabulous. Because we must have been up early in the morning. We must have been photographing from about 9 o'clock, or might be even earlier, till about tea time. And even what was even better, because we ended up in the pubs at night time, listening to the Irish music and drinking Guinness. What a fabulous week that was. Absolutely fabulous.
Was it all around the Cork area, Paul?
Yes, it was probably went a bit further west, I think, around Dingle and areas around there.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous, you know.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was Dingle, is it Bear or Beer or something like that?
Yeah, somewhere, yeah.
Kerry,
Ring of Kerry.
Yeah.
The Ring of Kerry, went to Dingle Bay. Yeah. I'm trying to remember the name of that lock there. Was it Black something or something Black?
Oh God, hey, my memory, God, it's 2007, you know. Oh,
an incredible holiday, wasn't it? Yeah. Absolutely incredible. I can remember ringing the wife, telling her how much I missed her.
I didn't bother ringing.
I'd be fingers crossed when I was telling her that.
I don't know how many you got left there. Next one, Gerben. Yeah, it was just a side of a building, but I just like the how the woods were just left. I don't know if it's just part of the roof and unless somebody was just trying to attempt to repair it, but again, just the old buildings, the scenery is absolutely wonderful. I've probably done a bit work on this with a little bit of soft blur in it and just work on it a little bit.
The autumn effect.
Sorry?
Is that an autumn effect?
No, it's what I've done is you copy the image and you blur it.
Yeah.
And then you put them together and then start just rubbing out the parts that you want to be left, what you want to be sharp and what you want to be able to focus. But it's a technique I learned a few years back. It was really good to see.
The grass through the trees looks great.
Yeah. Next one, Gerben.
Mm. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was this. I think we were just in the two cars, just driving around the countryside, and I think we'll probably stop just to have a look at the map to see where we were going. And I just got out of the car and I thought, oh, this looks really nice. You know, the tones in the grasses and the sun just hitting the posts. Nice clouds as well, just held it in together. Again, I've worked on this, just put a bit of motion blur on it and just worked on it a little bit and just enhanced the post. But again, it was a lovely image that I loved working on.
Paul, how much did you pay for that lens you used on that photograph?
How much did I pay for it? Do you remember Dave Foley when he was there? His lens dropped a bit.
Oh, he smashed the one I did, and so did John. Three lenses on a holiday got broken.
Nothing to do with the Guinness and the music, eh?
Yeah.
A lot to do with it, Alan. Back, I think that was all that was to do with it. Yeah, it was just unbelievable holiday we had. It was just
incredible.
That's
I don't know if I've got any left, Gerben, just try the next one. I don't have any left.
Nope. Either. That's it.
Good. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Lovely. Really good.
Thank you very much, Paul.
You're welcome.
So this is going to be short because I haven't brought any pictures. Whoops.
We're going to have a movie.
Oh, yes. I haven't brought any pictures this week, but where we've been in lockdown, been going through the menus on the new camera and trying to learn a bit. And I thought, oh, I'll try taking a video, which I'd never done before. So as it happened, it's the end of the Mad Bird saga, and I'm not committed to it anymore. And I thought, oh, I'll try and catch it on a video. So anyway, I roughly worked out what to do and pointed the camera out the kitchen door because it was at it again. This daft bird's been going on for about 2 months now, I think, every day nearly. And so I took the video, which is awful, but it's my first video, so you'll have to excuse me. No, I promise not to take any more.
There we go.
But this daft bird stands on the tree, flies over and bats its head at the wall. But this morning, I actually saw it sat on the branch and it was sort of waggling its head around as if it had a stiff neck. And I think it probably has, because the daft thing keeps flying in this window day after day after day. Mm. So this is the video anyway. I'm not into it. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what it does. It perches on the branch and flings itself at the top of the window and staggers down to the bottom. Play it again, Sam.
I've got a wood pigeon, waits for the window cleaner to come and then splats itself across the patio doors. So I get a lovely picture of this image of the greasy wings for the next month.
I don't know what it's been doing for a couple of months. It's crazy. But it's not as sharp as it comes out of my computer. I don't know what you've done, Gerben. It sort of slides, hits the top and bounces down to the bottom. And
what sort of bird is it?
It's a... what's it? Yeah. It's a long-tailed tit. Mad daft tit, I call it. But, a lollipop bird, as Alan calls them.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But it hasn't given up for about 2 months, I think it is now.
Yeah, so, I think playing video over like remote sharing the desktop probably doesn't work very well.
What? So, no. It actually came on the camera, I was surprised, quite sharp.
Yeah, but, yeah. It is quite sharp when I see it, but yeah, you might not.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to give up video work, right?
All right, brilliant.
Peter, you might want to do the bird a favour and just put something on the inside so it can't really see its reflection like it is, and it'll probably stop attacking it.
Well, I cleaned it. There was a load of cobwebs on the inside. I thought, it's trying to get at the spider's web. So I cleaned it all off, and I didn't see it for a couple of days. And then, of course, the spider came back and put another cobweb up, so it started again. I don't know if I was trying to read the cobweb, but I'll try.
I'm not talking like a pair of curtains or anything, but if you put something up on the inside, I suspect it would stop doing it and bashing itself.
I think it's a reflection. I'll try with a paper.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that doesn't work, I'll shoot it.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a picture of a cat there, Peter.
What?
Put a picture of a cat there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I have a camera, I think. I bought it in 2006 or something. It's quite old, but it's developed a fault. And I was going to bin it. But then I thought, well, maybe there's something in these pictures that I quite like. So these are all pictures with a faulty camera, a Canon G7. So they're just bad pictures, really. But I thought they'd be nice just to show you bad pictures tonight.
You get the excuse in first.
Yeah, it's sort of like it's got this pink kind of haze on it, but it's also in places it's kind of blurry. I think this was on the ferry, so you see a bit of water down there, some fence or something.
I think Gerben's been on that happy buggy in Holland.
Yeah,
in Amsterdam. Yeah,
yeah, quite like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've never had anything to do with any of that. I just keep to drink and coffee.
We believe you, Gerben. Yeah.
This is like combining intentional camera movement along with a bad camera. Make it even worse, right? So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I probably won't send them into a competition. I'm not sure whether a judge would like it or not.
But, yeah, but a judge might get it in there.
German, I think you should put them in. I think it would just be interesting to see what they have to say about them.
Yeah.
Well, true. Yeah.
You're telling me that was it.
So you get a gold medal, though.
I'm not even sure who this is.
It's nothing like a good bit of judge bait.
But yeah, obviously, it's not good enough to do passport photos or something. With it, so,
yeah. I would put some of these in the cupboard to make the
jokes.
Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely.
Getting better.
Is that the sea?
I like a bit of landscape, you know. So this is a landscape.
Yeah, well, you couldn't recreate that in Photoshop.
Exactly.
Gerben, you're the only person I've seen who's got Bandon on a DPI file.
This is, it's not even 1 megapixel now, I think. This is Northumberland coast, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously. I recognize where it is.
All right. Yeah, yeah. So
well,
this
that's
is,
disappointing, Gerben. That's sharp.
It is in part. It is sharp. Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah, I know. but the colorization. I've done literally nothing to these images. Right? They have not seen Photoshop at all. This JPEG straight out of the camera. So, you see, when you have a good camera, you don't need Photoshop.
Well, German, yeah. I must say that there's definitely a place in the photography world for them, mind.
Well, Gerben, I quite like them, sorry, but I do quite like them. I think there's lots of potential with it. I certainly wouldn't be throwing that camera out.
Absolutely, I'm hanging on to it.
Yeah, I think you should use one of them for the challenge.
I never do anything in a club competition. But if you offered them to Kate Madden or something, you might get it on.
You could probably enter them in one of those Lomo galleries.
Yeah. Definitely Lomo, this.
Looks like a submarine there.
This is Amouden, the steel industry there.
It's very strange because the effect that you're getting varies vastly between the shots.
Yeah. It depends on the light and where you're focusing. It kind of takes on a different effect. I think the sensor is just knackered, basically, and it does whatever it wants to do. So this is all on the ferry, I think.
I think Linda may want to buy that camera off you.
Yeah, I would. It's got a mind of its own, that camera.
Yeah. I'm not sure we'll put it in the auction, though.
Yeah.
5,000, Gerben.
So, I like that.
Here's an isolation picture for you.
I quite like it.
Picture.
So they were like painting the ferry. This is patching the paint patches or whatever it is. There you are, that's me.
Well,
I quite like those, good.
Yeah, they were great. I liked them.
Yeah.
Some of them were really good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Mick Howe would love them, Peter.
I put the first one up, Gerben, to save time.
Right.
Last week, people were talking about seeing some quite old pictures. They weren't really old. This starts with pictures before a lot of the people here were born. What happens is, just before we closed down, I got a mini show booked, and because it was my birthday, I decided to put a cross section across the back wall from when I started to today, to that week. And of course, it got crossed down. So what I decided to do tonight was to put one from each of 9 decades. Now, I'm not quite sure of the maths. I know the fact that we're only a few months into the 20th.
Well, a decade is 10 years, Roy.
Huh? I know what a decade is.
It's 10 years.
But 9 decades is longer than I've been snapping. But there is one from each of 9 decades and 2 from 1. So, but the fact that we've just moved into the 2020s, of course, obviously gives you a slight advantage. So this is the first one. It's not my first camera. There's nothing survived from the first camera bought in 1939 or 1940. This is 1946, and it's the first camera that I really used for photography and went on to use for a while. And it has a self-timer, so I thought, well, I'll just try it and see and take a few before I see what it'll do. So that's when I was in the service, and I bought the camera for coffee and cigarettes in Wilhelmshaven in Germany when we went in after the war to help to do staff the port. Next. So this one, I have shown this one in the club. This is the 1950s, 1958. It was suggested I made it square, and afterwards I considered doing so, and I think it does look quite good square. Although it's already been cropped because the boat in the foreground has got a red duster on the flying on the stern. And so I cropped that off because I didn't think it looked very good. But it's taken halfway across the channel when I passed another boat about midday. And, I just like the pattern element, and I like the fact that I'm past the boat, and it's nostalgic to me. Next, please. This one, I I took this one in the River Colne, in the Colne Estuary in Essex. It's my own boat, and it's very, very hard to get a decent picture of your boat, because when there's a good wind blowing and she's heeled and going like the clappers, you're always on board busy. And when it's a quiet thing and there's not much happening, you put the boat in the water, get in it with your camera and get someone to sail it round you. So that's what's happened here. I still like it, and I think I have managed to catch at least the sails with wind in them. It's a traditional Dutch fishing boat, which I converted to make a boat to live on for some years and bring a family up on. Next. We've come to Newcastle now, and this is in the 70s, and I haven't had electricity or running water for quite a long time. So although I'd still been snapping, I hadn't really been able to print. So I was delighted to be able to plug my enlarger in again. And this is a colleague from work, and she is called Catherine. I call it Catherine Wheel. I probably would have done anyway, even if she wasn't. I read in AP. In AP, there used to be, I never read it now, but occasionally there used to be little hints on how to do things. And the picture was totally different. But what they'd done was put a drawing pin in the middle of enlarging paper and set your enlarger up and expose it, and then turn it and then expose it and turn it, so that you've got 8 exposures. Some people might put a set of matchsticks and move one each time, because of course if you end up with 7 or 9, you've got to start again. And I very quickly ended up putting the drawing pin on the back of the paper with a piece of masking tape, so I didn't have a drawing pin to admire in the middle of the photograph. But I did that as a one-off print. I did a bit of a test strip first to see if it would work. Then I did it as a one-off print. It worked first time. I redid it for my A panel only because it was the wrong size and it wasn't as good, but that's it. Next one.
That's great, Roy. It's really consistent.
This one.
That's Nessie.
Yes, I knew David would know, and he'll also know if I tell him that I'm putting it in for the 1980s, because it could be 1990.
No, it's 1988.
Yeah, I've got it as 1989 or 8. So I thought I was right, but I wasn't. You get second thoughts. This is a small part of this waterfall. I'd only just got into waterfalls. I'd been to Iceland, and you can't go to Iceland without getting into waterfalls, I found. So I took it fairly near the foot of the fall. I think you could get a whole A panel without any difficulty from this fall. I've got several totally different shots from the top of the fall. And to me, it has an ethereal sort of look. And I've always liked it. And I have, I did about 8 prints at slightly different densities. And if I've shown them, the end two aren't too good. But if I've shown, passed it round, that's which was the best exposure, every one of them has had someone say it was that one, which makes you realise that exposure isn't a science in that sense. There isn't a right. There's a right for the job. There's a right for the person. There's a right for what you want. So it's interesting. And that was the 1980s.
So where was that, Roy?
It's in near Stour in the northwest of Scotland.
Sutherland.
David, who was just telling you the date, arranged an outing from the club, and Paul was there, I think, and
Bob Davison.
Bob Davison, who's not with us now, and a couple of women who are not with us, but they might be still about there, and we had an old schoolhouse that David hired, and it was very successful, and we did it the following year. So that's, at the time, probably the farthest
holiday that Wickham's taken. Although Ireland might have beat it now, but it's really a collection of members rather than an open one, I think. So it probably doesn't count. The 1990s, next. Now, the 1990s remain my most prolific period. And I had four ongoing themes through the 90s. Waterfalls that you've seen, this one, the next one, and I haven't been able to fit an Appleby Fair in because I'm only really allowing myself one per decade. But the 1990s, I have allowed two per decade. This was photographed in the club room. You can see the floor, which I hated at the time, but have come to accept. These are students from the dance city in town. We went and Dave Miller and I introduced ourselves to their tutor. He said, you can photograph in the studios. Don't get in their way and don't expect them to do anything. But they were rehearsing for a show. And that's had a huge advantage because they keep doing the same thing. So you can move your position knowing it's going to happen again. Well, sometimes you've seen the last one and got in position. It doesn't. And they bought so many pictures to put in front of house that it was well worth doing, even if we hated them. But we then invited the ones we thought were photogenic to the club room and painted that background and nailed it in front of the days. So that's one of a series which have been hugely successful for me. That got my first gold medal ever in Orléans in France in the Jeanne d'Arc exhibition, Fiat gold. And we'll have the other one that I've got from the 90s. That's the beginning of the 90s, 1993. And we'll have 1999 now, which is the end of the 90s. And this is one that I've got a lot of others that are successful, but for some reason this was always a particular favourite of mine. Just on the dining room, on the living room floor, on black cloth up to the window sill, gauzy stuff on the window to diffuse the light, and also stop the neighbours gathering in a sort of circle to admire what was going on, and perhaps spoiling the background. And that's also been very successful for me. I have another one with a hand coming out of it that was accepted at London Salon. Right, and now we've now reached the millennium, and so this one, we're back to the club room again. This one, about 2006, we had a portrait night at the club room, and Kath Hall, a very good member, who I, by sheer chance, I was speaking to her a week ago, and she's hoping to come back sometime. She hadn't got a babysitter. Husband was doing something. So she brought her kids, put them in the corner of the room with a table with crayons and things to draw. But it wasn't long before they were in on the act. And I thought they were good, so I snapped them. And actually, she's got a print of this hanging in her house. So she quite liked it as well. The girl is 24 now. So it's a little while ago, but that was 2006. 2016. This is a still life. I've done quite a number of still lives of various sorts. This of all sorts of things in the last 10 or 15 years, I think. This one, I just quite like bits of figures. With natural light, I always use natural light, or virtually always do. Perhaps the face could be darkened down just a bit more. It looks a bit blotchy, this one, but it may be the way it's reproduced on here. The print looks rather better. So I had to do it. But it's typical of my work, and I'm still doing it on and off, not as frequently, but you get withdrawal symptoms if you stop doing things. And finally, 2020, the last decade in which I've been photographing. These are poppy seeds, as you know when you look at them. I fancied them of a flame round. I saw a picture of a flame round. It's nothing like this, but it gave me the idea of putting a flame round. I think it's quite good to use photographs you see to get ideas, not to sort of get a blueprint. And this is actually a dish that someone gave me, handmade potter's dish, and she made this dish. It isn't that shape, but it had this board around. And I put the poppies on a piece of plywood to give a bit of texture. I tried a few different things. I'm still not sure whether I've got it the best I could, but I like different things about different ones. But I really love this one. And I thought I'd put it in the NCPF annual, but of course the NCPF annual comes with prints, so I have to wait a bit longer. Then someone said, we'll try the Edinburgh this year. And I've always had a good record in the Edinburgh, so I thought that'll be good. But of course that's off, so I'll have to be patient. But I like it. And what doesn't really matter, whatever it does or doesn't do, it never affects the way I like it. It's just a bonus. And so that's sort of nine decades anyway. Even though I didn't start till I was 18. So I'm not quite sure how that works, but thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Excellent. Lifetime's photographs. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, real.
Anybody got any questions of Roy?
No, just stunning.
Yeah,
they are. Okay, well, have a very brief meeting then. Gerben, what did you want to say about the poll?
Oh, I can just run the poll now and see, and you can fill it in, and then we can see the results straight away.
Okay.
So it's just three questions, and I'm not sure how it will look for other people, if it looks different for you or for me. So just have to tell me what you see, or if you don't see it or whatever.
That's okay with me, Gerben.
Yeah,
I can see it.
Yeah. Right, yeah, okay. Can you just answer the questions then? There's only three. So the last one is a multiple. You can select multiples.
Multiple answers.
I see question one, two, but no questions.
Might
have the choice in question three.
I'm going to question two yet.
You might have to scroll down, I don't know.
How do we get these?
Scroll down. I can see people answering. Screen. That's quite good, actually. Oh, that's brilliant.
That's better.
So seven people answered the first, nine. 12 people have answered now. I can actually see bars growing as you answer the questions. That's quite good.
They're mutually exclusive, are they?
The first two are.
Yeah, the first two are, but I mean the third one. You the might quite one, like one or two of these suggestions.
Yeah, the third one you can select multiples. Anyone you like, any
well, we had a members' night every night, so we can hardly have more.
It looks as though Paul's left his bedroom and he's moved.
No, he found the Zoom background.
I'm on holiday now on the Holy Island.
Holy Island, yeah. Brilliant.
How'd you do the background?
We've never seen work from Morgan Fowler for a while. Let's hope in a few weeks' time we've got some work from Morgan.
Yeah, I've got some stuff I need to get edited.
Give the lad a chance, it's his first night.
It's his first, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you for coming. Right. Gerben, have you finished that?
Put
all the answers in?
Has anybody not voted for all the questions yet?
Anyway, while you're thinking, remember that Paul has sent round that photograph for us all to get busy with Photoshop on, and we'll look at it in 2 or 3 weeks' time. I can't remember the exact date. We'll see what everybody comes up with after they've fiddled with the photograph.
Do I get any points for filling in the names? I've done all my names.
Right. I'm just going to end the polling now.
Okay.
I'll just see what happens. Cool. I'm just going to share the results. Can you all see the results on the screen there?
Yeah.
There you go. It looks like we're going to carry on in the summer.
Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm. That's 100%.
Unless we'll go on holiday.
We've got our virtual
outing. I'm going to go into my greenhouse for my holidays.
Thank you for that. That's interesting, Gerben.
We can do certainly more polls like this. So,
okay, that's great.
I need is just questions and possible answers, and whether it be multiple choice or just single choice.
Right. Because we need to have a committee meeting at some point. I was waiting until we heard what the next stage of the lockdown would be. So we now know it's another 3 weeks. So the question is, do we want a virtual committee meeting in the next 3 weeks or month or so? What do people think that are on the committee?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good idea.
Okay.
No problem. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll organise with Alan and we'll email around a date or two for a committee meeting. Similarly for the AGM, we'll have the poll result there that would like an AGM. I can't remember what it said. What did it say, Gerben? Virtual AGM, or do you want to wait?
That's 74% yes, 14 people, 1 no, and 4 no, not sure.
So we can have a virtual... The trouble with virtual AGM is that we don't have very many members coming on the virtual Zoom evenings, do we? It's a minority of us.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get more people in an AGM.
Yeah, necessarily.
Well, we might not, I agree. But it'd be... anyway, we could try, and we'd see. We've got to give notice, and we have to make sure everybody has the ability to Zoom. Then we may get some people complain that they can't Zoom.
There is an alternative for Zoom where people can actually dial a telephone number and attend that way.
By just audio only.
So that's be audio only, yes.
Okay, well that widens it to the people who can't do Zoom.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll all have computers, even if we don't have one with a camera on us. We'll be able to see and hear. I mean, like Roy did the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Dave, I don't think we have much choice. It is what it is, and we've got what we've got, and you've just got to make the best of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I'll.
Can I say you should have 18 months before you have to have your AGM?
You have to have no.
Yeah.
But you have one every year, right?
We have to have one every year.
You're allowed to run over.
Well, the question is, do we want to run over? We have the beautiful accounts done now, so they're ready for the AGM. So they're done. So we need to have an AGM to vote in next year's committee and officers, and to finalise various other things that you have to do at an AGM.
So, I think we're going to be realistic. What we are. We're not ICI or the Bank of England here, you know.
No.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to be realistic and just carry on as normal, really, as much as we can. Anyway.
We will. Okay, we'll have a Zoom AGM at some point. I'll liaise with Alan and get some dates sorted out. Okay.
As long as you've got a quorum, more than six or so.
I don't know what the quorum is, but
I think is it a third, at least a third of the members? I'm not sure. I'll have to look at
it. Listen, we can have an extraordinary general meeting here to change the rules if you want.
Anyway, hopefully we won't need to do that. Right, okay, thank you. So thank you very much, Gerben, for your hard work again. Anybody else want to say anything before we all finish?
No, thank you, Gerben. Nice to see everybody.
Yes,
yes. See everybody. Absolutely. Thanks.
Yes, I agree. Happy to proceed with this.
And I would like some, if you see other folks, encourage them to join us on a Friday night.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good night, Doreen. Take care of yourself.
Good night.
Thank you. Yes. Good night. Thanks,
Kirby. Good night.
More people. Lovely. Bye. Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Stay well.
Yeah. Stay well.
Good night.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
I'm just going to watch, see who's last. Right. And that's everybody. Bye-bye.